3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, and the Hard Rocker Podcast Network, focusing on stories on and off the playing surface.
This is the Hard Rocker Huddle.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. This is episode 39 of the Hard Rocker Huddle. Today's guest is Jade Cass, the Hard Rocker men's track and field team. Thanks for joining us today, Jade.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
Just getting started, let's talk a little bit about your life growing up. What was it like, you know, growing up in Hereford? What was your family life like, siblings?
Hereford's a really small town. I mean, barely anyone lives in the town itself. My high school is actually in a town called Grover, Colorado. I mean, it's about 7 miles from Hereford and about 10 or 15 from home. I grew up on a small dairy, and we also ran beef cattle. We always had pigs and chickens for our own, like, eggs and milk and everything else. Grew up with I'm the youngest of five, had four older siblings, so I got put in my place a lot. And then just a lot of work, I guess.
Yeah, so it's a farming town, obviously. What was it like, you know, what kind of values did that, like, instill in you growing up, having to work that hard, getting up early in the mornings, late nights, all that stuff?
Made you tough, made you not willing to quit. Like my dad always said, you don't quit when you're tired, you quit when you're done, and that's something that stuck with me for sure.
I know at least one of your siblings obviously played sports, came here, but what kind of initially, I guess, early in life got you interested in sports?
So my siblings are a lot older than me, the oldest being 15 years older and the closest being 7 years older. So I was pretty much born in the gym. I mean, all my siblings played high school sports. Three of the other four went on to play college sports. So, I mean, my entire childhood is just gym to gym, field to field, watching them play. And
sure, and I know you were basketball early, mm-hmm. Probably track as soon as you could. I'm guessing 7th, 8th grade, something like that.
Yeah.
What other kind of sports were you playing early on?
Played a little bit of football. I really wasn't great, but small town, so you kind of had to play. Played a little bit of volleyball, but that's just because my sisters, they went to college for volleyball and I didn't have a choice. But yeah, then basketball started really young and track started in about 6th grade because small school.
Yeah, athletic family, obviously. I see where you get your high jump skills from. And then what, you know, I know you had a brother, Brent, right?
Yep.
Who came here, played basketball here. What, I guess, drew you to South Dakota Mines? Why did you decide that this is where you wanted to go?
I idolized Brent. Like, I mean, he's my older brother, and I looked up to him in every way possible. And then, I mean, he graduated when I was 5. So, like, 5 through 9, I spent pretty much every free weekend we drove up here to watch him play. And I don't know, when I got into high school, I was good at math and kind of just chose the engineering route, and I knew I really couldn't compare with here when it came to engineering, and then sports just kind of worked out.
Sure. So what drew you to engineering? Was that something, is that just, I know some people kind of just have an engineering brain, is that what it was for you?
I definitely think so, and then my dad runs his own construction company and been helping that since I was a kid, and that just kind of pushes you that way when you're dealing with that kind of stuff.
You're industrial.
Yep.
Why was industrial the right choice for you? You mentioned your dad runs a construction. Why not construction?
Honestly, Carter Kirk, if you know him, he could talk anyone into being an industrial engineer. He's very convincing with it, and then just it definitely fit me the best. I mean, it's a little bit more social and a little bit more like human interaction than some of the other engineerings, and I really like that.
Talk about your high school career a little bit. What was the name of the high school you went to?
Pawnee,
okay. How big was it? I mean, did you pretty much have to play varsity 9 through 12?
Yeah, so my high school ranged anywhere from like 17 kids in the high school to like probably 30 kids, like in the whole high school, not just the class. Like we were so small, we only played 6-man football. And then, like, my sophomore, junior, and senior year, we co-opted with another team. And then we did the same thing with basketball my senior year because we just didn't have the numbers.
Yeah, that's pretty. But I guess the good thing about it is no matter what sport you play, you're gonna play.
Yeah, and sometimes that kills you too. Cause, but yeah, then track. I'd say the small town kind of drew me to track because, like you said, everyone plays, and sometimes that gives you some liabilities. And track kind of gave me an opportunity that I could. All the hard work I put in, I got out of it. So that's why I kind of got drawn to track.
Sure. So in high school, you pretty much played football, basketball, still track. Were your main three?
Yeah, and I only did football 2 years.
Okay. What was it about? I mean, you kind of just touched on it, but what was it about track that kind of, I guess, drew you and made you realize that that's something you wanted to pursue at the next level?
Honestly, I kind of got burnt out on basketball, and basketball was kind of my other one. But I knew I didn't want to give up that competition. Like, I lived for going weekend to weekend thinking about competitions and, like, challenging myself against other people. And then, honestly, just started getting good at track and kind of fell in love with it. I mean, like, had more success in track than I ever had in any other sport.
Sure. What events were you doing in high school? Were you still kind of jumps, multi?
Yeah, so we didn't have, like, the multi in high school, but I did high jump, long jump, triple jump, and then I'd run either the 110 hurdles or the 300 hurdles.
Okay. So not too much transition between what you were doing there compared to once you got here?
No, yeah. Like, when I was getting recruited out of high school, a lot of them would have turned me into a multi. Like, most schools were talking multi.
Obviously, Steve Johnson was the one who recruited you. What was the transition like coming from, you know, a really small school to then competing at the Division II level?
It was weird. I mean, it was weird for sure, but I guess the part I struggled with the most was the teammates, like having that many teammates. I mean, in high school, I was used to having, like, three other kids on the track team. The meets weren't much different because, like, my senior year especially, we went to a lot of big meets just to get some high-level competition. But going to a teammate and being able to cheer for someone in every event was something that took some getting used to. And then just, like, college sports are so much different because you chain year-round. You're lifting all the time. And just, it's so much more full-time than high school sports are.
For sure. Yeah, you're putting in, I mean, it's basically a full-time job.
Yeah.
Right? Plus school.
Yeah.
A full-time job. So you're basically trying to balance two full-time jobs compared to just, I mean, high school, at least for me, high school academically was nothing. Like, compared to college, it just, this place is even worse.
Yeah, so. Like, I never did any homework in high school, and yeah. Now I come here, it's like more homework than sleep most of the time.
Yeah, that's one from just talking to other athletes too. That's almost a bigger transition than the athletic portion from high school to college, just because high school just isn't, it's not that hard.
No,
right?
No,
like,
yeah.
Unless you're doing all AP stuff, and
yeah,
here it's, I can't even. The stuff you guys do, I couldn't even dream. Like, I would never make it out of here.
Well,
if
there's
I was a student.
There's a lot of majors here that I couldn't even dream of doing. So,
and then kind of just talk about, you've gone through a couple different coaches. What has that kind of been like, and what have you seen in terms of, I guess, growth in the program overall since you got here?
Honestly, this is the best. I feel like this is the best team we've ever had. I mean, we're bonded really well, and I feel like, honestly, going through so many coaches has kind of made us bond as well, because you're a little unsure whether you're going to have a coach coming back, but you know you're going to have teammates, so that definitely made us get closer. And then just, you go through hard things together, and it pushes groups of people together. I mean, it's either going to break them or it's going to push them together, and I feel like we definitely pulled together. All the coaches that came through here, like, they definitely left their impression. I mean, like, we all learned something from one of them. I mean.
Yeah, and I think just from the outside, looking at the success compared to, you know, looking back at, like, the mid-2010s compared to now, I mean, people weren't winning conference championships. People weren't winning, you know. So I think there's been definitely some growth between, you know, the end of Coach Johnson's tenure and now to Coach Stevens too.
I feel like there's always been the skill. I think it's just more the mentality. I mean, coach now, he really gets after the mental piece, and like you have to kind of have that aggressive mindset to be a winner. And like my freshman year here, there was a lot of like, oh, we're minds, we're smart, we don't have to be good at anything, we don't have to be athletic. And like he's killing that, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, and he has a ton of energy too. Just looking at, like, watching the stream, you can see him getting pumped up, and you know that's for an athlete, that's got to be big too.
Oh yeah, it's very like, if there's any self doubt inside yourself, if you see your coach that excited and that pumped and that energetic, I mean, those self doubts go away. And like after the 60 and the hep, he came up to me and kind of told me to pull my head out because I wasn't being myself. And like, that's definitely what I needed. I mean, he's done a very good job.
And then just talk about like individually from where you were as a freshman compared to where you are now. You know, obviously, excuse me, you had some injuries last year. What was it kind of like dealing, and I guess the year before too?
Yeah.
What was it like kind of dealing with those, and how were you able to deal with that frustration and then push forward?
Honestly, like just the difference between like freshman year me and now, a lot of it's mentality. Like I was pretty lazy my freshman year. Like, I mean, I went to a small school, so it didn't take much to be super good at that level. And then just like to be good at this level, you have to be disciplined, and you have to be like, you have to be on top of all the little things. Like, if you think you can just show up to weights and show up to practice and be a good athlete, you're not going to make it. Like, I struggle a lot with, like, getting my diet right, getting going to, like, Beck, our athletic trainer, and, like, getting making sure I'm working on mobility. And I definitely don't do it enough now, but I didn't do it at all when I was a freshman. And then getting through injuries is tough. I mean, just you can't be willing to quit, because there's a lot of times where I was so mad I did just want to quit, but I was like, I couldn't imagine my life without it. So you just have to work through it and keep a positive mindset, because if you start getting negative, it's just going to spiral out of control.
Sure. This year, obviously, it's been a little different. You've been, I think you've competed in every meet, right, so far?
I think so.
Or if you didn't, it wasn't because of being hurt. So what have you kind of done mentally, physically, to be able to stay healthy this year?
Honestly, I have to give all of that to Coach Stevens. I mean, he just kind of analyzed me and kind of figured out what kind of athlete I was. And I do a lot of different workouts from a lot of the other guys, and it's kept me healthy. It's kept me in good shape. He's just like, he tells me I'm a little bit different physiology, whatever that word is, than a lot of my other teammates. So he's just kind of tailored the workouts, and it's worked well.
Yeah. I mean, you just won the conference championship. You were trying to get that mark for a long time.
Yeah, I won.
So how did it feel to finally be able to clear that 207 mark?
Yeah, honestly, like, the 204 was a bigger deal to me, because I cleared 203 in high school, and I hadn't got close to it since. And once I got over that, like, I'm usually very calm when I go over the bar, and, like, I don't celebrate a lot. But, like, if you watch the video, when I cleared 204 the first day, I screamed at the bar. I mean, I was excited, and that's usually not how I am when I compete. And then after that bar, there wasn't, like, in my mind, there was nothing stopping me. So it's just on to the next bar, and 207 came easy. So.
And then you also did pretty well in the HEP.
Mm-hmm.
You have a bunch of guys. It's pretty rare at this level to have a bunch of really good multi-athletes. How much of a push has it been to have, you know, Travis and Jonathan and Aiden all, and you all pushing each other in the hat?
Honestly, I couldn't do it without them. I mean, like, in the events I'm bad at, all of them are really good at it. So not only are they giving me a bunch of advice, but every day in practice I have to chase them and lose to them, and that just, it makes you better, because it's kind of a sink or swim. Like, I mean, Travis and Jonathan and the pole vault are just phenomenal. So you watch them practice, and then they're giving you tips at practice. And then Aiden can throw like no one. I mean, he's throwing like an open shot putter in the multi. So I couldn't have done it without him. Like, I'm very grateful for that group, because I would not have finished how I did.
Yeah, in the last 2 years, it's been really fun to watch those records, you know, because first it was Travis broke a school record last year. Then it was Aiden. Now this year, I think Jonathan broke one last year too, and now you got it. So it's just been like, is there some competition there too to kind of see who you know, breaks the next record.
Oh, yeah. Like, Aiden was telling me before the 1,000, he said, I'll have that school record before you will, because he was going to finish before me in the 1,000. I mean, it's not my event. So he was like, I'll have that school record before you do. And he did. He had it for the 10, 15, probably like 20 seconds between our finishes.
Yeah, that's just such an interesting dynamic, especially to have that many good.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so, usually schools are lucky to have one guy.
Yeah.
Who does that event?
Yeah, and we went three in the top six at Moulton Conference.
Yep, all made all conference. Mm-hmm. So now, obviously, the indoor season wrapped up. What do you kind of do to keep yourself in shape or keep yourself motivated between, like, the month between indoor and outdoor?
Honestly, the deck is such a, I mean, heps are pretty easy. I mean, like, they hurt and they're hard to do, but like, just looking at it compared to a deck, it's not even really comparable. So we're just trying to get ready for that deck. I mean, you add three more events and, excuse me, everything gets a little longer. So you just, like, keep working hard, a little bit of more distance compared to what we were in the indoor, like in our training at least. And that's just to get our body used to that.
Sure. So HEP is 5, right?
HEP is 7.
And then DEC is
10.
10. So
yep.
What are the 10 events?
So day one, you start with the 100-meter dash, then you go to long jump, shot put, high jump, and then you run a 400. And then that concludes day one. Then you go to day two, starts with the 110 hurdles. Then it goes discus, pole vault, javelin, then you run the 1500 to finish it off.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I imagine that's pretty taxing.
Yeah. Because of injuries, I actually haven't done one yet.
Yeah.
So a few days from now will be my first.
Yeah. So obviously in indoor, you did high jump, you did along with multi.
Mm-hmm.
So with it being that much more taxing, are you planning on being able to do the high jump or maybe switching off? Or?
I would love to do both again. I mean, a lot can change between now and then. Hopefully I make it in both. And if I can, I will compete in both. But again, there's a lot of decisions. Like, if it works out, I'll do them both. Sure. If not, I guess I'll just have to suck it up and pick one.
Yeah, but a high jump's really your event, right? Like, if you had to pick one favorite event, would it be a high jump?
I honestly love the multi. I think I would choose the multi over open high, but again, kind of depends. Like, if we're really going for points, open high might be a little easy. I don't know. So much can change.
Yeah, for sure. You start out Friday, right?
Yep.
At BH. What are you kind of looking to do, I guess, right off the bat? How do you improve over what you did at the indoor championships?
Honestly, this being my first deck, I'm definitely going to, I don't want to say take it easy, but I'm not going to try to kill myself either on this first one. Just go out there, work hard, get a good feel for it. I mean, I would love to hit another 207 or close in on that 7-foot mark. That's kind of the goal in this first meet, but honestly, it's going to be cold and miserable, so I'd like to just do the best I can in the conditions.
How much does that affect some of those events, the cold, especially like the running events? How hard is it to get warm and stay warm?
Honestly, the running events are pretty easy because, like, getting warm, you have to definitely do a longer warm-up, but you do your running events and you're done. But like, the jumping events are a lot harder because you get warm and then you jump, then you have to wait for everyone else to jump before you can jump again. And you don't want to just be running around wasting energy, but you got to be doing enough to stay warm. And that's a lot harder line to walk. And then going from event to event, it's going to be very hard to stay warm that 30 minutes between events.
Sure. And obviously, that's a dynamic. You don't have to worry about it indoor.
No, it's just you get warm and you're good the rest of the day.
So what are some of your obviously last outdoor season, you had a pretty good conference meet again. What would your, you know, I guess ideally, what are you looking to do individually from now until end of the season? What are your goals?
I would love to, honestly, I'd love to high jump 7 feet, so 214. And then in the deck, I'd love to score anywhere from like 6,500 to like 7,000 points. I mean, that puts me in a pretty good spot to be top 3-4 in conference again, and then that gives me a chance to punch a ticket to nationals. A lot of work to get there, but
How important would it be for you to get to nationals? I know you just missed it, probably in both events,
yep,
indoor. So how important would that be for you to get there?
It'd be huge for me. I mean, that's been my goal since I got here. Honestly, I wanted to make it my freshman year, so just 4 years of working to finally get it would I can't even put into words.
And then as a team, we kind of already talked about the improvement you guys have made over the years, and this is your last year here, right? You're graduating in May.
Yep.
So what would you like to do as a team? You know, where would you like to finish in conference? What do you think is a good goal there?
Honest, like, we did seventh indoor. I would love to get seventh or higher. Like, if we could get that six or even the top five, I mean, that'd be awesome. And I think we have the skill to do it, and it's like just the talent.
Yeah.
Just need to show up and do it kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's a tough conference because, like, we do really well in the jumping and the multis, but some of the running in this conference is just absurd, like with Western and Adams and...
Oh, yeah, you look at, like, if you look at the longer races, you have pretty much have to be provoed, or back when they had auto, you had to be autoed to make it to conference in some of those running events. Like, the 5K, I remember my freshman year, like, it was, like, 26 kids, were into nationals. I mean, that's more than they take to outdoor conference.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, and I guess that's why we've probably built the team the way we have, with more of those multi-athletes and more of those jumpers, because it's just another way. You're just trying to get points the best way you can get them, right?
Yeah, I mean, and you can't compete when those guys train at anywhere from 6 to 10,000 feet. Don't get me wrong, our guys work their butt off, but it's very hard to compete, especially when, like, our conference was at Adams State, which is it. 73,000 feet or whatever. It's a lot harder to go up there and run versus those guys that run it every day.
Yeah. I mean, it trains you to be able to deal with the altitude, and then you're faster when you're not dealing with the altitude.
Yeah.
So it's definitely, but you're getting there. I mean, you're getting there as a team. There's obviously been progress. Let's switch over a little bit and talk about the academic side. What has your academic experience been like here? Obviously, were you originally an industrial engineering guy, or did you move once you talked to Carter?
So I actually talked to Carter Kirk on my visit my senior year. So I've been an industrial since I got here. I mean, the school here is tough. I mean, I slacked off, thought it would be like high school, kind of like my freshman, sophomore year, and I'm definitely paying for that now. And, I mean, you have to be willing to work hard, and I think that's part of the reason we have such a good multi-squad here, is because if you're going to make it academically, you have to be willing to grind. And to be a multi, you have to grind. So I think that definitely plays hand in hand.
Have you done any internships your last couple of years?
Not really. I worked for my brother. He runs his own construction company. So, I mean, I'm doing a lot of engineering-esque stuff, but it's not a straight-up internship.
Sure. And then what's your plan? You know, you're graduating in May. Do you know what you're going to do yet? Or are you...
For the summer, I have an internship with a coal mine, and then I'm going to get my master's in either entrepreneurship or just a business administration master's. And then those aren't offered here, so I'm going to have to go somewhere else. And then I have a couple seasons left on track, so I'll try to use those if they'll take me.
Do you know where you're going to go yet? Are you looking at anywhere specific, or just...
I kind of, after conference, a few teams kind of reached out to me, so I'm just kind of talking and seeing what will happen.
Sure, yeah. Well... I don't really have anything else for you today, Jade.
Okay.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Hard Rocker Huddle. I'm Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.